risk and incident reporting. If the current rate of patient harm in healthcare is to be reduced, HCP need to identify how and why adverse events occur, and, in particular, how system defects may contribute to their occurrence. One way to do this is for individuals to report incidents. As discussed in APIC Text 18, patient safety, related risk and incident reporting terms include adverse event. An adverse event is any negative impact event involving one or more patients in a healthcare setting, including but not limited to sentinel events, drug-related errors, HIs, including surgical site infections, technical errors, non-technical competency errors, that is communication failures, poor collaboration, diagnostic mishaps, therapeutic mishaps, or process errors. Sentinel event. TJC defines sentinel events as patient safety events resulting in death, permanent harm, or severe temporary harm. Note that not all adverse events are considered sentinel events. A given HI may or may not rise to the level of a sentinel event. Near miss. The U.S. Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, AHRQ, defines near misses as events in which the unwanted consequences were prevented because there was a recovery by planned or unplanned identification and correction of the failure. Key point: if you know how to prevent infections, you know how to protect patients from most adverse events. Kahn, Corrigan, and Donaldson, to err is human. Building a safer health system, quoted in APIC Text 18, Patient Safety. The effectiveness of a patient safety program can, to some degree, be measured by increased near-miss reporting. That is, when employees openly admit to mistakes and identify broken systems before they result in patient harm. Incident reporting is only as effective as providers' willingness to report. The organization must set the expectation upon hire that safety event reporting is a priority. Individual employees have a responsibility to know and follow policies and procedures applicable to assigned duties, to use sound judgment and be aware of potential hazards before acting, and to promptly report events or situations of actual or potential harm. Management is responsible for educating HCP on event reporting, making continuous safety improvements, and identifying system flaws and potential corrective actions. Managers must focus on the how, not the who, of an event, while nevertheless underscoring individual accountability and responsibility. This is the foundation of a just culture of safety. Individual performance, as well as process and systems, evaluations are critical for ensuring safe practice. Hiring managers must make expectations about patient safety responsibilities clear, ask staff to speak up about risks, act on the concerns voiced by staff, and hold staff accountable for expected behaviors. Reporting programs are generally designed to target problem areas through trend analyses. They should generate information for use in corrective and prevention measures, spread knowledge about risks, and promote open communication. Until the scope of any problem is known, and risk and harm are stratified into categories, it is difficult to plan for improvement. Key point: as with surveillance for HAIs, strengthening a culture of safety is likely to increase the detection of errors or incident rates. It is important to educate leadership and staff to expect this increase and to explain that it comes from improved surveillance and reporting. Eventually, the success of the patient safety program can be evaluated by increased reporting and decreased incidents of patient harm. Potential attributes of effective reporting programs may include: be voluntary and confidential. Use standard definitions, numerators, denominators, and protocols. Include all populations. Dedicate sufficient HCP for data collection tasks. Provide a statistically significant/appropriate sample size. Disseminate data back to care providers and others, such as medication manufacturers. Monitor rates and trends associated with prevention efforts.